Republican State Representative John Becker says voter fraud is a problem in Ohio.
You know, the issue is there's been some documented issues of fraud going on. There's a perception that having voter ID would go a long way to eliminate some of the current fraud that we know of. And what might be perhaps more concerning is how much fraud there is that we don't know of, you know, what's slipping through the cracks.
Becker's photo ID bill, which was introduced earlier this year, would require Ohio voters to show a valid driver's license or state-issued identification card before casting a ballot. He says his bill makes sure low-income Ohioans who do not have these types of identification could get them free of charge.
It does provide for a free photo ID for anybody who can't afford it and they are at or below the federal poverty level.
Becker's plan has the support of Chris Long, the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And Long says recent polling shows it has the support of most Ohioans, too.
70% of Ohioans support an idea of photo ID requirement for the polls to cast a ballot. There's been some recent polls as well that indicate that those numbers are holding. So we feel that it's time to bring photo ID to Ohio.
Your right to vote is a fundamental right, and infringements on that right aren't subject to popularity polls.
That's Democratic State Representative Mike Curtin. He and his fellow Democratic colleague, Representative Kathleen Clyde, oppose the photo ID plan. Clyde says polls often show high support because voters don't understand the ramifications of photo ID. But she says once voters learn how it will affect the poor, students, minorities, and women, they don't like it. She points to the recent voter rejection of a photo ID law in Minnesota as an example. Clyde and Curtin say two groups of citizens are often most affected by photo ID laws.
And unfortunately, the greater number of women living in poverty will be impacted by these provisions.
Ask any nursing home administrator what percentage of the residents of the nursing home have a driver's license or an equivalent photo ID. The last 2 years of my dad's life, when he was in an assisted living facility, he was not able to drive. He had no need for a photo ID. Those are the type of people you disenfranchise with this type of legislation.
Clyde and Curtin say there isn't a problem with voter fraud in Ohio and add photo ID is an answer to a problem that doesn't exist. But Clyde and Curtin estimate photo ID would burden Ohio taxpayers with a cost of about $7 million a year.
I think there are a lot of issues we are interested in addressing, real problems, real solutions in a bipartisan way, but this is not one of them.
If we're going to spend money, millions and millions of dollars, to improve the system, we should be investing in technology to make sure that we have the best, newest technology in all 88 counties so that the boards could do their work in the most efficient, you know, fashion.
The debate over photo identification is just the tip of the iceberg of proposed voting changes lawmakers could consider in the coming year. And it's possible voters could be asked to weigh in as Democrats are coming up with a proposed constitutional amendment that they say would guarantee some basic voter protections. Joel Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.